Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to get started right now.
Try to be
rest your mind upon the power of the divine.
You came to change my life. You thought I was worth it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, The Love Experience with Janine Ingram. That's me, that's me. I just need some grateful people up in here today. I just need some people who just want to say thank you. Thank you. As we prepare our mind and our body and our soul for the gift called today, we just thank you, God. Thank you, God. Recognizing that there was only one power and one spirit. And on this line, we recognize this great, amazing energy as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to just move from your head into your heart and just say, thank you, God. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. And as we enter into the stillness, inviting the presence of God into this right now moment, and as we become still, thanking God for this day, this gift, this opportunity to make manifest the glory of God through us right now, just say thank you, God. I apologize. I apologize to call it technical difficulties. But I'm back, and we just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, God. As we move into knowing that there's nothing but God. And so in this right now moment, I just want you to say thank you as we do what we do when we do. Because God's love for us is so amazing. This is our young thing.
Gratitude Meditation. This guided meditation is offered to support you in creating the experience of gratitude within your mind and body. Gratitude is the quality or feeling of being grateful or thankful. It is an expression of deep appreciation within yourself that is extended outward. In order to receive the full benefit of this meditative experience, it is recommended that you listen during a time and in a place where you will not be disturbed for 5 to 7 minutes. As you take a long, deep inhale, focus your attention and your energy right in the center of your chest, the center of love within your being. And breathe into the center of your chest, holding the thought form, I am so grateful. And exhale that breath. Again, breathing directly into the center of your chest, I am so grateful.
So grateful.
And allow that breath to be released. And see, feel, imagine, intended to be so, that someone you love unconditionally and someone you know loves you unconditionally is standing right before them. See them with your mind's eye. If you can't see them, feel their presence. And if you can't feel their presence, just imagine that they're there, or set an intention that this person that I love unconditionally, who loves me unconditionally, is standing right before me. Eye to eye, heart to heart, soul to soul. And as if you could speak directly into their heart and into their being, simply say, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for your love. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to love you. I'm so grateful. And take a long, deep inhale. And exhale. And allow the feeling, the experience, the expression of gratitude to fill your being from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. Allow it to radiate and vibrate within you as you hold a thought form. I am so grateful, grateful, grateful I am. I am grateful for this moment, this life, this time, this experience. Just breathing gratitude. Long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. Slow, complete exhale. Grateful I am. Again, a long, deep inhale. I am so grateful. And a slow, complete exhale. Grateful I am. And breathe and experience the radiance of gratitude. Bring your awareness to the gentle ebb and flow of your breath. And together we take a long, deep inhale in and drop it with the sound of again, a long, deep inhale and drop it. And wiggle your toes and your fingers. And give your body a big stretch, allowing the energy to be balanced and reintegrated at all levels of your being. And whenever you're ready, you may open your eyes and focus on something in the room. As you take a long, deep inhale and drop it. And allow yourself to just bask in the radiance of gratitude. And as you move into your day, be sure to do something good for you. And be blessed.
Yeah. take me out. Thank you for living.
Thank you,
Jesus. He sees your tears. He knows
my.
Thank you for
lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
Thank you, God. You are my glory. Thank you, God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That's me, that's me, that's me. Welcome, welcome. We're going to get started with You Are Enough. I want to remind you, June 29th, the Remarkable Conference, Be Remarkable, is going to be right here, touching down in Chicago. We got some great stuff going on. I'm so super excited. And this is going to, Eric Thomas is going to be there. I want you to get your tickets today. Don't delay. And you're going to hear Eric Thomas right now. But he's going to be here in Chicago, June 29th at the Be Remarkable Woman Conference. Guess what? Men and women and all the people need to be there. Because we're going to transform and heal. That's June 29th in Chicago, Eric Thomas. And right now we're going to talk about You Are Enough. And I'm going to do a clip from Eric Thomas, who's going to be here June 29th. Get your tickets. Don't delay. Nicole Wheatley, she's done it again, family. Eric Thomas, right here in Chicago, June 29th. And today we're going to talk about You Are Enough.
I want to show you something real quick, and we're going to finish the scripture up. Take me back to I want to show you something. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. I didn't watch the fight. No disrespect to Mayweather. I just grew up Muhammad Ali. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. Mike Tyson, I ain't mad at your boy. He the best of the best, and I'm just not used to people who weigh 132 pounds fighting. It's just not. I just didn't grow up watching little fellas fight. You know what I'm saying? Like me, that like me and my man getting into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not used to that. I'm used to some big boys, Spinks. Holmes, Larry Holmes, I'm used to Marvelous Hagler, I'm the Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hitman Hurts. I ain't used to the. I ain't grow up that. I grew up, they was bah, bah. So I ain't really watching my man, but I do read and study him. Showtime, I read all his stuff. Post conference, I watch all of it because I want to know. And the thing I found that was most amazing was this right here. My man, 50-0. And what he got on every other boxer is that, guess what? They have a trainer. He got a trainer and a daddy. Come on. You're not hearing what I'm saying. He got a trainer and a daddy. So his daddy knows stuff about him that nobody else knows, can push buttons that nobody else can push. Why? Because that's his son. And don't nobody stand a chance because all they got is a trainer. My man 50-0 because his daddy, and watch what he said. He said, I don't always agree with him. Listen to me, young people. You don't always have to agree with your parents or God, but God knows best, and your mama, who womb you came out, know more than some little 13-year-old you listening to. And so my man, let's go. Keep going. I want to show y'all something real quick. This is what happened when you run with daddy. You said 50-0. Can we move that? I just can't. Can we move that over? I say I think we can move that over. If we can't, let me just show you. 300 million when you stick with your daddy. Yeah, we'll go with that. Watch that second. Look at this one. Watch what happens when you stick with daddy. The Bible says he got his stuff and left, and it was a wrap after that. It was a wrap. He got his money, and he left his daddy. That was it. It was a wrap. He was in a pig pen. He was with people who didn't really care about him. They act like they did as long as he had that paper. But once that money was gone, they was gone. My man in the pig pen eating what the pigs eat when he was with it. And you want to know why I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You a fool not to. You a fool to go to work in 10 minutes and not spend an hour, 2 hours with God. You a fool if you ain't staying connected. He in the flesh, in the carnal, he 50 and 0, sticking with his daddy. And he said it. I don't always agree with my daddy. And I don't always like what he does, but he's the best trainer in the world. You ain't always got to like what your mama say and your daddy say. But trust me, don't nobody love you and care for you like they do. And don't nobody love you like God. Let's go back. I want to show y'all what happened when you stick with daddy. In the flesh, I want to make it real practical. 300 million out of retirement. Somebody tried to check my man. You said you was retiring. He said, I was. I did retire. I was telling the truth. When I saw 300 million, only a fool. Only a fool. 300 million against somebody who ain't never boxed a day in their life, only a fool wouldn't come back. You say, I'm going this time for real. Keep going. Let me show you. With his daddy. Let's go. With the daddy. Watch what happens with the daddy. Pacquiao, 250 million. We talking about over $540 million. You put all that together right there, that's almost $500 million with his daddy. So do me a favor. Some of y'all in this room, you left daddy and you need to come back home. Listen to me. The reason why I'm telling you to come home is because you left daddy and you ain't no better off when you left. Ain't nothing happening in your life that should keep you from coming back to the home other than somebody being real with you and telling you to get your butt back home. So there's a group that you were church, you were. And you left God because you wasn't feeling the trainer. You weren't feeling the trainer. You weren't feeling the regimen he put you through. You weren't feeling the process. You weren't feeling how he did it. But let's be real, how he did it works. It works. The stuff I hear at 3 o'clock and what daddy tell me to do, sometimes it don't make sense. But it does not have to make sense. He's Alpha and Omega. Okay, so God's going to give you a breakthrough. You were church, you left God, and you're in your mind like, yep, E, for real, yep. It ain't, what you're saying ain't deep, but yep, it's right. Just once you unchurch, you know you left. Things didn't work out the way you thought they was going to work out when you left. Just raise your hand for me. Just raise your hand. Come on. Let's keep it 100. Just raise your hand. Yeah. Come on, keep it high. Give it to me. I don't play. God about to bless you. Raise your hand. I know about God, and I left. It ain't been right since I left. Put your hands up. Come on. We're going to get a breakthrough tonight. Ain't nobody trying to be cute for nobody. Good. Now I want to take it to the next level. Stand right now. Look, this is what I want you to do right now. We're going to take 10 seconds. That's it. We're going to take 10 seconds, and we're going to say, God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. Close your eyes. That's between you and God. God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. That's it. God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. That's it. God, I'm sorry, and I'm ready to come home. Let's just say that. That's it. All right, you have a seat. Good. All right, we got to hurry up. We got to hurry up. I love it. So watch this. And after he spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country. I'm so glad Mayweather never left his father, even though he wanted to leave, even though he couldn't stand his father, and began to be in need. Anytime you leave God, at some point in your life, you're going to be in need. It might take a year, it might take 2 years, it may take five, but at some point when you leave God, you're going to be in need again. Why? Because you left the source. Amen. Ain't no gas in Dallas right now. They're struggling in Dallas. Why? Because the source is in Houston. Oh, you missed what I just said. They say it's like the 1980s. They got 200 cars. They say the police is at the gas station now showing people, like, come on in, like, get, like, that's a football game. Why? Because the source is in Houston. And the source. See, it seemed like the source was in Dallas until something happened in Houston, and then we found out what the real source is. The source is not your job. Amen. The source is not your man. The source is not your degree. The source. That's why I don't really do that Dr. Thomas stuff. I ain't trying to not be, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be big. I'm like, I just want to be careful because some of you, Dr. Thomas, like, I ain't mad if that's what God told you to say, but I'm just not trying to take God's credit. Like, because God been blessing me all this time, and some people say, doctor, like, he made it. No, I made it before. I made it when God said I made it. I made it alone. I made it with the GED. I had made it. I made it when I was homeless. I made it. Why? Because God said, you are a son. You my child. You ain't got to do nothing else. You ain't got to get a degree. You ain't got to do nothing. You just, you my my son because you my son. And I'm just going to bless you because the rain falls on the just as well as the unjust. You ain't got to do nothing for me to love you. You ain't got to do nothing for me to hook you up. You my daughter. You enough. You enough. That's why you done ran through four men, because you don't know you enough without a man. You enough. If you never get married, you enough. If you never pass that law degree, you enough. If you never become a doctor, you enough. If you never get married, you enough. If you never have a child, you are enough like you are. And that's why God created you. You are enough. And God say, come on home so I can take care of you. You got these no good Negroes taking care of you. I'll let me take care of you. You worry about some job. They killing you. And you going to that job like you a slave. God said, let me take care of you. I gave you a gift. Your gift will make room for you. I gave you a gift. You ain't got to run up behind them. They going to run you in the grave. You ain't going to have no time with your family and your kids. Let me take care of you, baby. I created you. They didn't. Let me take care of you.
I'm going to need you to be real. Some of the stuff's going to hurt today, but it's okay. One of the things I'm starting to realize is there's a small group of people that's really living the American dream. So they're selling you some good information. They're not showing you how to execute on those. All I'm saying is, as we move forward, we can't help certain things, but we're not going to sabotage ourselves. So I'm going to show you why they execute and why you don't. But more of us could be living whatever life we want. But what they didn't show you is how you were supposed to do that. What I want y'all to start doing for me is having dreams and then give me a couple nightmares to go with the dreams. For real, I just want you to make up in your mind like this could happen. Not because I want you to be spooked out, but I don't want you to get hit and you like, I didn't prepare for that.
Wow, God is amazing. That's Eric Thomas here. Be here June 29th. Yes, at the Be Remarkable Conference. And I want you to get your tickets. Call me. Guess this. Guess who else is going to be there?
Me!
And I want you to get your tickets as soon as you can. You don't want to miss out on this amazing event. This is our 7th annual Be Remarkable Conference. And we're going to have a great lineup of things going on. And so when you get ready to buy your tickets, just give me a call, 773-447-5591. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be reminded right now that we are enough. I hope you really get the understanding that if you don't get a degree, if you don't move nowhere else, if you don't do nothing else, that you don't have to do anything to deserve and receive the goodness of God. There's only one requirement, and it's your belief. There's only one requirement. And let me just tell you, your God is as big as your belief. Let me say that again. Your God is only as big as your belief. And I'm going to tell you, if you want more things or things happening in your life, get a bigger belief system. Ask God to bless your beliefs. You see, one day I had to wake up and say to God, something ain't right. Something ain't going on here. What is it that I need to do different? God said, I'm only as big as your belief because I can't do no more for you than what I can do through you. But then God helped my belief. And I said, if you help my belief, I'll tell the world about it. If you bless my belief today, God, I'll tell the world. And I tell you right now, when you let go of how you know God and how somebody else know God and ask God to teach you God for God to you personally, oh, my God, we would never have a day where we disagree about God in a way that's hurtful to other people. You know, it's interesting. We say we love God and we call ourselves different names of how we want to serve God, Christians and all other things, but We don't express it because somebody don't believe the way we believe. That's not love, God. That's not love. That is not love. It's not our job to make somebody believe the way we believe. Our job is just to pour our stories out, share how God's been good with us, and if by chance it blessed somebody, thank you, God. Our job is to love people right where they are. And if people want to hear it, they're going to come to you because they're going to see your blessings. They're going to see, you know, even when I got asked to do this love journey, Lord, I really didn't even understand what was going on. People said, well, it's something different about how you serve God. It's something different about, I really didn't understand. I just, you know, did it just because, and I kept moving when I didn't want to do it. I kept moving when I wanted to give up because something inside me said, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep persevering. Days when I didn't feel worthy enough because I didn't feel like I was in a place to be the one to say this, but I tell you, it's this line right here. It's the work that I did to be prepared for it that changed my life. And I'm telling you, family, even when you can't see it, even when you don't know how, even when you're in the darkness, keep saying thank you. Even in the midst of your insecurities, just say thank you. Even in the midst of your disappointments, just say thank you. And your faithfulness to this most amazing presence. And it doesn't matter what you call it, God, Allah, expression, infinite, spirit, however you name it, it will, whew, magnificently pour its blessings out upon your life if you stay true to the process. You see, so many times we show up not feeling enough. I was one. I got my hands raised. So many times we walk into places not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy, because we've been taught and conditioned that there's certain things you got to do to be worthy of God's blessings. We've been taught and conditioned that if you don't do it this way, you're going to be condemned and forced into a place that. But I want you to know right now, and I'm not trying to change nobody. I'm not trying to say nothing about what you believe, but I just want you to know this. And you can believe it or not believe it because it don't matter to me. I just want to tell you what God said. God said, the day you was born, you was worthy. God said, the day I put you in the womb of your mother's belly, I had plans of success. And it didn't come with conditions. It didn't come with conditions. God's love don't come with conditions. So what you feel and how you feel that you must express the expression of the Most High God through you, then you must do it no matter what nobody say. I can't tell you how many times my sister, who I love dearly, who a portion of my life was raised by her and who I am has a lot to do with who she was so disappointed in my expressions of God. Out of the 11 years of the Sunrise Service, she just started coming 3 years ago because she said I was blasphemous. And it was disappointing to my soul every time she said it. But I knew that God had called me, and I did it anyway. And the first year she decided to come to the Sunrise Service, when she was walking up, I was standing on stage, everything in my body wanted to just die. Because I felt like I could hear her criticism. I could hear, and it was going through everything in my body. And inside I was crying. Nobody knew, but I did it anyway because I knew I was called. Surprisingly, she enjoyed herself so much she came back again. And this year she called and said, I'm so grateful for the sunrise service. We never talked about it. I just said, oh, thank you, you know. But it's, I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful. Because God is so amazing, family. And I can stay on this phone all day to tell you about his goodness. But if you don't believe it, and if you don't know it, and if you don't have it, it won't mean a thing. But I promise you, I don't care how dark it looks right now. I don't care what it looks like in your life right now. I promise you, it'll change if you stay the course, if you just persevere, if you keep believing it, don't quit. If you just never give up. And the interesting thing about it is you just don't know the day, you just don't know the time, and you just don't know the hour. But I do know. I do know that you was born to win, and you can't lose with the stuff you use when you use your spiritual tools. I promise you, you can't lose when you use your spiritual tools. I promise you, and I'm going to say it again, you don't have to do it a certain way. God's love don't come with conditions. God didn't say you got to do it this way or that way. God said all you had to do was just show up. All you have to do is just show up. You was worthy the day you was born of all of God's goodness. You were worthy of all that is yours by divine right because God loved you so much that God placed all of himself inside of you and said, go forth and be prosperous. Because every time God sees you, God sees only good. But can you see good? Can you see God when you see yourself? When you look into the face of the one that God created, can you see the presence of God as you in you all around you? And our only job on this planet is to return to that place of knowing that we are God. We are God in action. I am God in action. Say that with me, family. I am God in action. And I want you to say it so much throughout this day and to the rest of your life that every cell in your body come into agreement. That when people see you, they see God. That when people see you, they see the presence of all that God is. And they will know God, not by your words, but by your action. And it wasn't until some recent years that I realized what people saw was my God in action. Because they didn't just go by what I said. They went by my words, but more importantly, they went by my action. You see, they saw God when they saw me because, and it wasn't that I was trying to do anything other than, if God said it, then I know it's got to be true. I'm going to live on your promises. Now, you got to show up, God, because you said it. You said in your word, it's he that gives thee the power to give wealth, God. You said in your word, it is he that gives richly all things. You said, God, it's your good pleasure to give me the desires of my heart. You said all I had to do was ask. You said you would give me a house I didn't build, land I didn't toil. You said that you would give me an oil rig that I didn't dig and a vineyard that I didn't plant. Now, how do I get that, God? You said I can do all these things that Jesus did and more. How do I turn water into wine? How do I turn these fish into and bread into more than enough, God? And when that, my beautiful family, became my question, I know some of us was taught, I was, that you're not supposed to question God, but that's not true. You see, God is a loving, amazing energy. And God does not definitely mind if you decide that you want to ask God a couple of questions about how, why, or what. But God moves and has God's being according to how you navigate life. So God is only as big as the presence of God inside of you. So if you want a bigger God, you got to let go of the limiting beliefs that you have right now. You got to stop and stop putting the limits on God. And even though I thought I didn't put limits on God, God showed me in a lot of my meditations in my most recent years how I was limiting God. And so, God, I just let go right now. And I surrender to whatever your will for my life is. But let me tell you, when you say that, you got to be ready. Because that means you got to let go of some stuff that you've been comfortable in. And it may look bleak for a while before it get better. But I'm gonna tell you right now. And I'm not telling you something I read. And I'm not talking about what somebody told me. I'm talking about something I know. Because I've been there when I didn't understand. I remember when, I can't remember if it was 5 or 6 years, where we didn't pay not one rent mortgage payment on, and the man kept trying to come and put us out and said he couldn't. And I didn't know if we was going to be homeless one time in our life. But I kept going, getting on this prayer line anyway. And I kept praising God's praises. Didn't know if we was going to be homeless. And I said, well, God, if that's your will, then do what your will be. Let your will be done. The man sold the building, zero out our payments for the next people. Tell me that God ain't good. I remember sometimes when we didn't know how we was going to pay a lot of our bills. Brent had fell through the roof. He was sick from not being able to move. But God didn't fail us not one time. I could go on and on and on, family. I know people look at me and they say, oh, she got it easy. She got a husband. She got this. She got that. Just because I don't complain. Just because I don't talk about it. But I tell you, it's not been a time where I didn't have what I wanted to eat. Not just something to eat, but what I wanted to eat. It's not been a time when I didn't know how, but God still blessed us. Because I got up and said, thank you, God, anyway. And my children went to the best of the schools. And Bridget and I was laughing the other day. He said, I know that people think you had it easy, Janine, but they don't know your story. He said, they don't know how many nights you was up praying and walking this floor because you didn't know how you was going to pay all that tuition. And I used to think, how she let me get? And I used to go to bed going, if I got myself in this stuff with her. But I knew you was going to make it because I seen you do some amazing stuff. I said, but, babe, that wasn't me. That was just God. He said, but it was your faith. He said, you got the most walk-on-water kind of faith that I ever met in my life. He said, Janine, I'm so proud to be with you. He said, people don't know. They just don't know. Because you smiled through it, and I seen you smile even when everything was collapsing. I seen you go out and do God's will even when everything was going wrong in your life. Family. And he said you didn't complain that one time about nothing. You just kept on thanking God. And I tell you, family, I just want to tell you, I just wish you could feel what I feel when I slip. If you just keep thanking God for whatever is happening, count it all good and know that there's nothing God won't do for you if you just open yourself and believe, and I mean truly believe from the depth of your soul. It's yours, family. You're already enough. I don't care if God cares about everything, even whatever you feel might be minute, your money, your man, your wife, your husband, your whatever you want in your life, money, cars, homes, everything. There's nothing that God does not care about. And it ain't about going to church every Sunday. It ain't about reading a Bible, a religious text, a Torah, a Quran. It doesn't matter what you do, how you do it in terms of that. But what does matter is your faith, it's your belief. It's your faith. It's your belief. How do you see yourself as God? And so today, I don't want to keep rambling, family. I just want you to know that God is good and you are already enough. And when God placed God's self inside of you, God knew exactly what God was doing. So you're not no mistake. There's no mistake that was made. All of it was to help you come back to the presence of you as God. And so I come here, standing here before you with every ounce of truth and transparency and power and might in my being right now, telling you it only works if you work it. And I know sometimes it gets weary. I know sometimes I woke up saying, well, how long, God? How long, God? But I tell you today, gratitude. It's your most powerful prayer you can ever pray. True gratitude from the depth of your heart. That's my message. And if you got anything you want to say, you could just press 1 on Blog Talk, *6 on the teleconference. Thank you for tuning in today and every day that you tune in. And I know when the days you can't make it, I know you're sending love, so I thank you for that. I want to remind you that June 29th is the Be Remarkable Conference. Eric Thomas is the speaker, one of the speakers. I am going to be one of the speakers. It's going to be some dynamic, heal, and transform energy there. If you want to get a ticket, or if you want to help somebody get a ticket, or if you just want to pay toward a ticket for somebody in a human trafficking or domestic violence shelter, just let me know. And if not, just keep your prayers there. August 4th is the 11th sunrise service. I want you all there. I want you all to be there. Please put it on your calendars. And if you can't make it, just send your love. But I want you there if you can do it. 11 whole year. I got some surprises. I got some amazing stuff that's going to happen. We got a few things we're going to be doing different, but it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be at 31st Street, not Oakwood 39th. I want to make sure you remember 31st Street Beach this year. And I promise you, it's going to blow your mind. The 11th annual sunrise service right here in Chicago, Illinois, August 4th, 2019. Riveting, provocative, powerful. It's going to change your life. That's August 4th. Oh, I'm so grateful, family. Just so grateful. All right. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey, reminding you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but live your God-sized dreams. And remember, the power is in you, and it works if you work it. It only works if you work it. Thank you again for your love, your gifts, your texts, and all that you have to make me who I am today, to give me breath when I didn't have my own breath, to the wind beneath my wings when I didn't think I could fly anymore. Thank you for showing up when you didn't even know you was blessing my soul. Have a phenomenal, amazing, love-filled day. This is Byron Cage, and you've been tuned in to another episode of The Love Journey with Janine and Andrew.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Pajam. Come on.
Bless the Lord, all my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on. Here we go. Bless. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on. Sing it to him. Sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on. Set. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands. Rejoice and sing.
You are the Lord of everything.
You are Lord of everything.
Here we go. had to go through trials and great tribulations. But is there anybody that learned how to bless the Lord in the midst of everything? Listen, listen, listen. Through the storm and the rain,
I will bless the
through
Lord.
The heartaches and pain,
I will bless the Lord.
But I don't know which way to go.
I will bless the Lord.
You've been there for me right now.
I will bless the Lord.
Take your seats in here, but I feel a shock.